Hi, Dale Insulation. This is Chase.
Yes, sir. This is Carl Boyd. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Mr. Boyd. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I've got a shop with a room on it. I was wanting to see if I could get a price on insulating it.
Yes, sir.
Spray foaming it.
What you got, Mr. Boyd?
It's going to be like $2,500 on the walls and then probably around $2,500 on the ceiling. It's
okay.
A 10 roof, and it'll be 10 walls, too, you're spraying, too.
Okay, that's not a problem. Are you going to, what's it going to be, a house, like a shop house? You got heat and cool it, or is it just going to be storage?
No, it's going to be a work-in shop. I was looking at if I get a price like on 5 or 6 inch insulation in the ceiling versus 3 inch in the ceiling, and then like 3 inch on the wall or so. I got regular 2x4s on them. I stud it up on the side.
Okay. Are they touching the metal?
Do what now?
Are the 2x4 studs touching the metal, or do you have a nail strip running through there?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so it's direct to
the
it.
Metal.
Okay. Yeah, sir. I mean, we can get up to 3.5 in there, just like we do a residential home. We you know, full fillet, shave it off for sheetrock or, you know, whatever's going to go over it. In the roof line, are you going to leave that exposed, or are you going to cover all that up?
No, the roof will be exposed. I mean, not exposed. It'll be covered up. I'm going to put a ceiling in my shop, but this will go, you know, straight on my roof up top.
Okay, so it won't need to be trimmed or anything. You're not putting the
not trimmed, no.
Okay, perfect. Because that gets real labor-intensive when we have to trim the roof lines.
I understand.
All right. Mr. Boyd, where are you located at? I could drop by tomorrow and get a measurement on everything and get you up right. Okay.
Lisbon? Do you know where Lisbon is?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I got a job in Emerson in the morning, get my guy started on, and I'm headed to Shreveport, so I can just stop by on the way to Shreveport.
Okay, I'm not going to be there, but you know where put in White Hudson Road, Homer.
Okay.
And when you put that in, it's going to bring you either to my driveway or the driveway. Just look for, I've got chicken houses. Look for my chicken house sign, Carl Boyd or the Rayford Farms. Just turn in there.
Okay.
And you'll go past
the
trailer, and then you're going to go past my house, and then you'll see the big red shop sitting on the hill up there.
Red shop. And do you have a physical on that White Hudson Road, like a physical address, or is just if I put in White Hudson Road, it'll get me right to it?
You just put in White Hudson, it ought to bring you there.
Okay, and somebody will be out there working more? Let me in?
Yeah,
or...
sir, I should be unless something comes up at work, but my wife or somebody ought to be around there.
Okay.
If not,
I'll
up there looking.
Okay, well, Carl, I'll give you a shout whenever I leave Emerson, Arkansas, and I'll just head down 79 towards Homer, and I'll give you a good hour's heads up before I get there in the morning. I'm guessing, I got to look at one in Chongaloo. I'm guessing probably about 9-ish, between 9 and 10 ought to be coming through there.
Okay. All right. Man, I appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate you, Mr. Boyd.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye.